Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for a fushlema, for Shena Bas Chava. If you have a fushlema, b'sok shaychol Yisrael, and it's the guy to be misover before Rosh Hashanah. The tshuva shlema, the fun of Yisbarach, and to understand where we're going, and what we have to do, and what the Avodah Sayom is. Very strange. Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur. Here Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is judging us. L'chaim ul'mavis. And you'd think that first we'd have Yom Kippur. First we'd have forgiveness for our sins. And then Rosh Hashanah. You don't want to stand before Hashem in judgment before God forgave your sins. And yet we see that first comes Rosh Hashanah. And then comes Yom Kippur. So how can it be that we can have a Rosh Hashanah without having Kaparis Avonos? So obviously there's something about Rosh Hashanah that we don't know. We think we can only stand before God if first He forgave our sins. We see from the Gemara, we see from the Seder Hazmanim, that it's not true. That even without Kaparas Avonos, we can stand before Hashem Bedin. And we can even be Zocha Bedin. So that's the first thing we have to understand. We just have to understand there's no Vidui in Rosh Hashanah. The Beis Yosef brings that some people say Avinu Malkeinu. And he says you can say it, but without Chatanu Lefanecha. No Vidui, don't say we sin. And the whole Indian of Tshuva in Rosh Hashanah is only a remez. Shofar is supposed to rouse you. It's a remez, but it's not. Not even explicit. Why is that? How can we stand before God in judgment? Before tshuva? So in the Sefer Chachmei Lev, on page 380, Chelek Beis, he presents the following beautiful mahalach to help us understand Rosh Hashanah. It says in the Gemara, the Rav Yitzchak says that a person is only judged on that moment, Lefisha, because it says about Yishmael that God listened to the voice of the lad Basher Husham, and God saved Yishmael because of that moment. Rashi says there was a whole argument between Hashem and the Malachi Hashares, and God says, I'm only judging him on this moment and not the fact that he's going to be a Rosh in the future. So according to Rashi, this pasuk means that God doesn't judge a person based on the future. Rabbeinu Hananel brings Yerushalmi. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, from the pasuk in Eov, it doesn't say Zach v'yashar ha'yisa. It says, Im Zach v'yashar ata achshav. It says not you were pure and straight. It says you have to be pure and straight now. And that's to explain the Gemara, Ma'asher Husham, that God isn't looking at what you were, God is looking at what you are now. That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. We have to understand this Meman of Shach. If a person did tshuva, then of course God judges them on the now because the past doesn't exist, it was erased. And if a person didn't do tshuva, then how can God ignore the past? Of course you're judged based on your deeds. The whole Mahalach of Schar V'Onish is based on deeds. So how can God judge you on the now? If you changed your deeds, so then there is no past. Pashut. And if a person didn't change his deeds, then of course he's changing the past. So what does the Gemara mean? What does Yerushalmi mean? So we see something very interesting. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva at the beginning of Perek Gimel. The Rambam says that everybody in the world has merits and sins. And if you have more merits, you're a tzaddik. If a person has more sins, he's a rasha. And the Rambam says that just like when a person dies, they weigh his merits and sins, so to every year. They weigh a person's merits. On Rosh Hashanah, if he's a tzaddik, he's sealed for life. If he's a rush, he's sealed for death, and a bain, and he is held in limbo till Yom Kippur. So we see from this Rambam Dik Chiddush that besides the din and every person with respect to his particular mitzvahs and averos, there's another din in his shame tzaddik for Russia. God is determining whether or not you have a shame tzaddik or a shame Russia. That's the second din. What category in the category of tzaddik in Russia? Outside of the din of every individual sin and mitzvah. Now the Or Zeruah and Siman Kuf Yud Beis and the Menachos Chinuch and Shin Samach Daud was mechaving to this on his own, says that no matter what avera you did, alav and esech, chayv krisis and mises beizin, shogeg nezit, the moment you're mehar b'tshuva, you're considered a tzaddik gamur. B'chol haTorah kula. If he's mahar b'tshuva, he can be a tzaddik gamur l'chol haTorah kula. So of course he has to be mitzar himself, says the Or Zeruah. He has to afflict himself in order to get kapara. But to be a tzaddik, all you have to do is mahar b'tshuva and the raya of Gemara and Kiddushin. That if a rasha gamur is mekadesh a woman, al menasa, on condition that he's a tzaddik, she's mekudeshes misafik, because maybe he did tshuva. Maybe use Mahar B'tshuva even without Vidu, even without all the Mahalach of Tshuva that it says in the Rama Minuchas Tshuva. You get ashamed, tzaddik, even though you still haven't changed, you still haven't gone through the Mahalach of Tshuva, but as long as you thought that now from this point on you're going to be a tzaddik, you lose your shame, a person loses his shame rasha. So as far as the shame tzaddik and the shame rasha go, it doesn't depend on the past, it depends on this very minute. If you have a thought now that you want to be a tzaddik gomer at this moment, you become a tzaddik gomer. And if a person has a thought, even if he doesn't change, even if he doesn't say vidu, even if he doesn't change the past, he can still get a shame tzaddik this very minute. And now that we understand a person, how a person can be zach v'yashar atah, even though we can't say zach v'yashar yisa, we can't say that in the past he was pure, but now he is, because he might have done many averus in the past, but at this moment, even though he has a very very bad record. But at this moment he becomes a tzaddik, because at this moment he decided that he's coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the difference between a shame tzaddik and a shame rasha, and the person's previous deeds. You could have done all the bad deeds in the world, the person in Chas V'Shalom, but if at this moment he decides that he wants to return to Hashem, he gets a shame tzaddik, even if he hasn't yet cleared his record, even if he hasn't yet done tshuva. And that's l'char also the din of Rosh Hashanah. That as long as a person of God is judging us, we have a shame tzaddik. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us. God is judging us in this moment. So does a person have a shame tzaddik or a shame rasha, regardless of the past? God's looking at us in the right now. And that also would explain the Hemshech of the Gemara, another maimer of Rabbi Yitzchak, that he says four things change a person's, rip up a person's tzaddin. Tztaka tztaka shinei Hashem v'shinei maisa. If he gives tztaka, like it said, tztaka tatzel mi maves, then it rips up his gzardin. Tztaka v'yitzaku el Hashem. They cried out to God when they were in bad states. Mimitzukosem, and he took them out of their distress. Shinei Hashem, how do we know shinei Hashem? Because it says, Sarai ishtachalosik roshima, sarai kisara shema. Shinei Hashem, because Sarah changed her name, and then afterwards it says, "Uberachti osa v'gam nasati menu l'chabein." I blessed her, and I'll give you her child, you a child from her. Shini ma'isa v'ar Elokim es ma'aseihem v'ayinochem Elokim al ra'a asher diber la'aseslem v'lo asa. So if they change their deeds, like people in Nineveh change their deeds, then God changes the gzardin. And some say even shinui makom. God said Avram lechacha me'artzucha, and then he said, "Asher l'goy gadol." So we see from this Gemara that if a person gives tzedakah, he cries out to God, or he changes his name, or he changes his deeds, so that rips up his gzardin. So the Ram says that it's al tshuva, because if you do these four things, this brings you to tshuva. If a person changes his name, he does tshuva because he says, "I'm not the same person." Shinu makom is because when a person changes his place, so his heart becomes more humble, and he does tshuva. So we have to understand the Lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak. We have to understand the Lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't say, the Ran says it's talking about tshuva. The Ran says it's talking about tshuva. That Makarin Zardino Shaladim, he's going to do tshuva. But if you're Medayik in the Lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak, it's not what he says. He just says that these four things rip up a person's Zardin. Doesn't say anything about tshuva. And we also have to understand that we don't find anywhere that Sarah was barren because of sin. So if it's a din in tshuva, why do we bring Sarah as an example? As if changing her name is going to help her change her deeds, and then she's going to be zochah to a baby. Who said that she wasn't having a baby because she had averus? And Shinui Makom also. God didn't necessarily make Avram change his place because of chet. Not only that, we change the name of a chole. Look in Tosim Menachas Daf Chaf, even last one, if so. Minik Shal Yisrael is to change the name of a chole. Even if he doesn't know about it, a person can be unconscious and in a coma, and they still change his name. Why? So that to rip up his gzar din. Masha has nothing to do with tshuva, he doesn't even know about it. So therefore, seeing that these four things rip up a person's gzar din even without hachas tshuva. So that we see now that there are a number of ways to rip up the person's gzar din. First of all, a person can be zach v'yashar atah. As long as he's not all made berisho, if he just changes his Now he decides he's going to be a tzaddik. He's not all made berisho anymore. So he could be zocha b'din, because now he purified himself at this moment, even if he didn't do tshuva in the past. And there are other ways as well. And what is that? Shinui shem, shinui maisa. So it's not all tshuva. Shinui maisa is without charata, and was without vidui, was without kabbalah. He just changed his deeds, as zivas hachek before. And the reason it works is because it's hilchos shinui. Like it says in Bava Kamma, and from this we see Shini Kone. It's also Gemara talks about Shini Hashem in Bava Kamma. And you have an object. So when a person has an object that he stole, and he doesn't have the object anymore, he gives money. Because Shini Kone, Shini makes a change. Shini Hashem also, when the object is a different name. So here also, when a person has a Shinui, shame, a maisa. So that's enough to rip up the gzar din. About him, he's another person. The gzar wasn't the gzar in him. So that works in very well with Rabbi Yitzchak. So we see that it's not midin shuva, it's staka tzaka, shini shame, shini maisa. It's because besides zachvi yashar ata, by being pure at this moment, a person can be saved. He's being judged on the moment, like on Rosh Hashanah. But a person can also rip up his gzar din. And these four things, staka tzaka, shin yashem, shin yamaisa, or shin yamakom. So that, sweetest friend, is the din of Rosh Hashanah. The din of Rosh Hashanah is not in the past. The din of the Rosh Hashanah is in the present. Where am I holding now? Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Where am I holding in my head? What am I thinking? What do I want? What are my desires? What are my ratzonos? What are my shifos? Do I want to be involved in sin anymore or not? And if a person's mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we do on Rosh Hashanah, so then he's not interested in sin, he's interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's our job in Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Priyas Adam Arishan. So we go back to the blowing of the shofar, we go back to the original blowing into Adam Arishan. And we're Megalash, and Hashem, and Asantavi, Tahari. And there, at that point where God blew into us this pure, the pure Neshama, there's no room for sin. And only afterwards, there's sin, but we're getting back to that primordial state of purity. And therefore in Rosh Hashanah there's no vidui, and in Rosh Hashanah there's no mention of chait, and there's no avinu malkeinu chatanu lefanecha, and the tshuva is the remez, the shofar is merames to tshuva, but it's not even mefurish, because that's not the avodas hayom, to be focusing on chait. The avodas hayom is lashuv el nekuda rishona, to go back to that original state of being Adam and being pure and having no sin. And therefore God isn't judging us in the past or in the future. Right now, where am I holding? Do I have a shame Russia or a shame tzaddik? So we should all be zochem, it's Hashem, that this Rosh Hashanah we should stand before Hashem zach v'yashar ato, that we should be pure and we should be straight and we should be that Hashem brought Yasa Sadim yashar v'chishev chishvon esarabim. We got ourselves into trouble. But we should go back to our original state of purity and be zocha, v'yikasev, v'yichasem, v'sifrin shel tzadikim, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest friend.